This is Kootenai Co-op Radio. I'm Scott Onschuk, and on the line with me today is Maddie Erickson, a product of Nelson and LV Rogers alumni. Maddie is currently in his sophomore season as a middle distance runner at the University of Oregon. Last week, he qualified for the NCAA championships in the 800 meter event. They'll be held June 7th to 10th in Austin, Texas. Maddie, how is it going?
Oh, it's going good, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show. Super excited to be here. I love coming on Kootenai Co-op and getting to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it's great to meet you. Thanks again for doing this. So I want to get into your season at Oregon and the finals you have coming up. But first, let's do a bit of a background for listeners who may not be familiar with who you are. So let's just start. What got you into running competitively?
A couple things, actually. You know, I was always just like a super sporty kid. My parents always had me like outside playing different sports. One of the things that drew me to track and field was just like the competition aspect. I love to compete. I love to see how good I can be on the day. And I think that track is just like one of those great outlets. It kind of also worked out right when I was getting into track. There was a small track and field club starting up in Nelson known as the Kootenai Chaos. For the listeners that don't know, it's a local community club run by Alex Ulazonic. Regardless of what level you are, if you've never run before or you want to run too flat for 800 meters, it's a great club just to go down and get some good running in.
Yeah, track isn't necessarily the most popular sport, especially in the Kootenays. You said you were a sporty kid, though. You grew up playing team sports as well?
Yeah, so I played pretty much everything under the sun, actually. Soccer, basketball, I skied, rock climbed, loved to hike, go fishing, dirt biking. Like, you name it, I've probably done it. So I guess track was just one of those things I happened to get into and had a predisposition for it, and I don't know, it just kind of worked out. All the stars aligned when I was a kid, and once I started getting some more racing under my belt, I never really looked back.
When did you decide to solely put your focus into track rather than your team sports?
That's a good question. I'm kind of the person that believes that kids should be able to do a lot of different things when they're young, have lots of different athletic outlets. And so for me, I didn't really specialize in sports too much, even through high school. I'd say probably like second year, so grade 10 of high school is probably when I really started focusing in on track and putting the majority of my effort into the sport.
I completely agree with you with kids playing multiple sports. You can find when kids just solely focus from too young of an age, you see a lot of burnout, and just the skills are so transferable, right? You're going to learn your hand-eye coordination, or I know with track, like you're going to be using, you know, you're going to work on your conditioning, playing soccer and basketball and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like just being the most well-rounded person you can be, I think is really at the center of it. Like being a great track runner is really cool, but at the end of the day, like you want to be a great friend, a great community member, as well as a great athlete. And so being well-rounded is just, yeah, the number one goal for me.
So one thing I learned this week when doing some research about you was that Oregon, the University of Oregon, is actually, you know, kind of a mecca for middle distance running, which isn't something I knew. Is that what drew you to the school?
Yeah, actually, I guess a lot of people don't know that, especially the Kootenays. University of Oregon, it's based out of Eugene, Oregon, and it has a very, very good history of middle distance and distance running. There's been some like absolute legends in the sport to come out of this school, and legends in terms of coaching as well. I had grown up idolizing athletes that had run here and idolizing like the prestige of the program. And so when the opportunity arose for me to be able to potentially run at the school, I thought like, man, that's pretty dang cool.
So your first season there last year, you're in your sophomore now. From what I've gathered, the results weren't exactly what you're looking for. I still think you had a good year, but you've qualified for the finals now for your first time here in your sophomore season. What's been the difference? What's allowed you to succeed more this season?
Touching on that first point there, I mean, yeah, it was actually a really good season for me. I saw a lot of improvement in terms of just like athletic ability. Like my times were dropping. I just felt like I was getting fitter. But track and field's one of those events, one of those sports where like it doesn't really matter how good you are. You're always going to be dissatisfied unless you win an Olympic medal or break a world record. And that's kind of the mindset that you have to have if you want to be one of the best in the world, because you are consistently trying to just like be better and better and never settle for whatever performances, no matter how good they are, really. You're just trying to see like how good can you possibly be. So what was the difference between last year and this year? Honestly, I think just a little bit of maturity. I came in last year, 19 years old, fresh out of high school. I didn't really have any great idea of what collegiate running was like, the ins and outs of like what it is, because it is quite a bit different than any competitions you'd see in high school. In high school, you know, like there's a lot of races where I was the top dog and I was going into the races knowing like I had a great chance to win. But with these collegiate races, like you're a small fish in a big pond. Like there's a lot of guys that are a lot better than you, a lot older than you, with a lot more experience. And so it takes a little bit of time to be able to adjust to that. Now coming back on my second year, I've been able to take all the lessons I learned and experiences I've had and just build on top of that.
Do you have a specific moment that comes to mind where it's like, oh, okay, like I'm in the NCAA now. This isn't going to be as easy as it has been.
Yeah, I got a really good moment. So we were in Chicago. It was my first collegiate 800 meter race. And in the heat, one of my teammates was racing me. His name was Cole Hawker. And he was the Olympic fifth place finisher in the 2021 Tokyo Games. And so on that day, I ran a pretty big personal best, actually. Like I ran a race that I thought I was really proud of. And this guy just came around and destroyed me in the last lap of the 800, like, and he was barely even trying. It was as if he was just like on a completely different level than me. And so at that moment, I realized like, oh yeah, when I'm at my best, like there's guys that are able to come in here and just do some damage. Like it's a pretty high level that you need to be able to be at to compete for sure.
Well, you're right there then, and since then, it seems like you've improved a lot. Last week, you set two personal bests, right?
Yeah, two big personal bests, yeah.
And so that was, what, 146.84 in the 800 meter?
That's correct, yeah, 146.84.
And so it seems like you're in the best shape you've been in. You're hitting your stride at the right time. What do you need to do to succeed in Austin?
I guess just execution. When it comes down to like playing with the big dogs and competing at a really high level, sometimes it doesn't really come down to like who is feeling fit or like who's the best runner on that day. It just really comes down to who can execute the race plan the best. I think if I'm able to do that, then it gives me the best chances I can at making the final and then competing well in the final.
Do you have any expectations for the tournament or just run your best race and see where it lands?
I have a little bit of expectation. Honestly, I didn't before the regional event where I had run two personal bests. Going into this season, I was coming off a little bit of an injury. This winter, I strained my hamstring, and so I wasn't able to run for a little bit. And so through this early season, I wasn't running that well. And it just was taking me a little bit of time to get back to form. And so going into regionals, I was ranked 43rd. And there's only 48 people that qualify for the event. And so I was pretty much like bottom of the heap. Essentially, I had no expectation. I was just hoping to like run the best I could. And that turned into me finishing sixth in the West and getting a nationals berth, which is, yeah, no easy task. But now that I've been able to see where I'm at fitness-wise and know that I'm able to, like, execute when it comes down to it, I have a little bit of expectation going in, building on top of the time that I ran, trying to run a little bit faster. And that just comes down to competing a little bit better.
Can the location affect your strategy from, say, running, you know, Austin's going to be a lot harder than up in the Pacific Northwest and Eugene. Does that impact maybe the speed of the race? Can you run a faster time in different elevations, things like that?
Yeah, for sure. Elevation-wise, I think that Texas is pretty low, which the 800 is one of those events where being at altitude affects you a little bit. For those that don't know, running requires you to breathe, and the higher the elevation is, the harder it is to take oxygen from the air and cycle it through your lungs and get into your red blood cells. And so for sprinting events where it's like power and explosiveness, it's actually beneficial to be in thinner air because you're running through less air, like there's less air resistance. But in the 5,000 meters or the 10,000 meters, like a distance event, it's disadvantageous without special training at elevation because it's just harder to get, like it's harder to breathe. And the 800 is kind of those things, like, it's right in the middle. And so I would say that the elevation of Texas is actually pretty ideal. I think it's like 1,000 feet or something. So it will be advantageous for running fast. And then it's also going to be really hot there. And for the 800, that actually is also pretty ideal. You don't really want it too cold or too windy or anything like that. If it can just be a nice, like, 25, 26, nice still air, it'll be perfect conditions pretty much for running as fast as possible.
That sounds like the perfect situation for another personal best. Maybe we break 145 next week.
Yeah, that'd be pretty ideal. at the moment, I'm currently sitting, I think, second in the country, second in Canada with that 146.8. And so if I were to run under 146, that would put me number one in the nation.
So that would be the semifinal Wednesday, June 7th?
That's correct. The final will be Friday, June 9th.
Okay, so good luck next week. Thanks for joining us. I just want to know what's next. What's next for you following the finals? What's up this summer? Do you got any other races planned? I don't know, the Olympics on your radar. What's next for Matty Erickson?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually kind of am basing the rest of my year on how this NCAA championship goes. There's some opportunities to run races this summer. The World Championships is going to be held in Budapest, but at the moment, I am pretty far away from trying to qualify for that. And so going forward, maybe some summer races, maybe not. But if not, then it would be take the summer off, you know, just get back to being a regular 20-year-old and not having a world of stress to worry about with running in school. And then come back in the fall and prepare for potentially an Olympic cycle. The Olympics are going to be next summer. And so that gives me about 13 months to try and prepare. At the moment, it's a long shot, but as I know, a lot can happen in a season or two. So I think it would be a pretty awesome outcome if I was able to do that.
No point thinking you can't do it. You've been improving at a great rate, and it seems like you're running your best that you have in your whole career.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think that just putting the work in and being consistent day to day is the best way to get better.
All right, that was Matty Erickson. He is running in Austin, Texas at the NCAA Championships, June 7th. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the call.